from darkness into marvelous light. A
call
must be ensued. For a call, gikinahanglan mahitabo. So atong gituki ang ginatawag sa theology, the effectual call. So, bisaya pa kining effectual, epektibo nga pagpanawag. Last Sunday, we opened up this particular issue by dealing precisely in paragraph number 1 wherein we said na ay lima ka very distinctive features of summoning panawag. And last Sunday, we tried to labor to discuss at least 3. Ang una, we tried to identify kinsa may recipients niining panawag. And we answered that question by saying, only those whom God has predestined early on. Kanang early on diha itong eternity past. Only those whom God predestined eternally are the ones called in reality. So kinsa man to? Katong elect, of course. No? So we identify the recipients, only those predestined. And then secondly, we ask the question, who does kinsa may nagapanawag? Now traditionally, we try to divide the work of the triune God, meaning God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit by saying that God plans in eternity, the Son applies or carries out the plan in order to save, mo itrabaho sa Diyos Anak or Jesus Christ, and then the Holy Spirit applies that salvation. Traditionally, that has been taught, and we say amen to that because that is the reality. But when we go back to the confession, it teaches us that not only that God the Father predetermines in the past who are called, but He Himself, God the Father, calls. No? That's why if we have to look at verses like John 6:44, 65, the necessary precondition if anyone muduol sa Ginoo, God the Father must draw him first. So in other words, the first move, ang Diyos Amahan ang nihimo, dili ang tao. And then thirdly, we wanted to see when does this call happen, kanus aman mahitabo ang panawag. Now, if you listen to preachers in TV, in media, they would always associate the time, the circumstance of whom to be called, kung kanusa na mahitabo, on the preacher. Since the preacher is an eloquent preacher, since the preacher is a charismatic preacher, they could expound very well, and then therefore they would say they can conclude nga daghang mga luwas kay si Pastor Manggod mo kuan og krusada, murabag ang panahon og kanus-a mahitabo ang kaluwasan, magdepende sa kahanas sa nagaistorya sa atubangan. But when we look at the confession, the occasion, even the occasion, not only the recipients, not only the author, but even the occasion og kanus-a ang panawag, ang pagpanawag, ang Ginoo nagapunto ni ana. Ang Panginoong Diyos pa rin ang nagsasabi kung kailan. Therefore, it is wrong to say that we can predict or we can even hinder or we can hasten. Mapaspasan na to ang kaluwasan sa usa ka tawo kay wala na sa atong mga kamot ang panahon kung kanusa. The confession says, it is at His appointment, not our appointment, nga atong matag na og kanusa maluwas ang usa ka tawo. So those are the first 3. And therefore there are the remaining 2. Recipients, author, occasion. And fourthly, which is the one we are studying this morning, The fourth thing they tell us on the aspects of this effectual call is the agent and instrument. Ahente o instrumento sa pagpanawag. What really is the methodology that God uses when He calls somebody from darkness into marvelous light? That is the question mo nang question nga atong gusto tukuyon. In chapter 10, which is the effectual call, paragraph 2 ba na?
1.
Paragraph 1 lagi hapon. It tells us effectually to call what? By His word and spirit. Now, dapat ka nang mag-igmat ta sa pagtanaw or pagbasa niini nya sabtan bito nato. Unsa daw pamaagi sa panawag sa Dios? Gikan sa kingit-ngit pangadto sa kahayag. Correct. Effectually to call by His word and spirit. Ahinti o instrumento. Gibutang ning duha. Notice how they put these two things together. It is word and spirit. The conjunction and og. Dako kay himuan ba? Og dako kay but ipasabot. Kay kung mayong kag pulong or espiritu, either pwedeng yung isa, pwede yung isa. Pero dito hindi. Word and spirit. So mag-uban yun, hindi pwedeng paghiwalayin. Kung meron mang tatawagin at may gagamiting pamamaraan ng Diyos upang tawagin ng isang galing sa kadiliman papuntang liwanag, dapat gagamitin niya itong dalawang proseso or instrumento at ahenteng ito. Ang kanyang salita at ang kanyang espiritu. The Word of God, the Scriptures preach, is the instrument in the hands of God through which salvation occurs. That is why, dili na tamatingala ba sa sulat ni Paul. When Paul was writing to the Romans, for instance, in Romans 1:16, he categorically mentioned early on in the book of Romans that he is not ashamed of what? The gospel, because it is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. So it validates what you were saying earlier. Word. Paul says, I'm not afraid of the gospel. You go further in his writings, Romans 10:17. Salvation is by what? 10:17. Hearing the word. See? So we validate the first instrument. Pulong ang iyang gamiton. Okay? And then, we said, kinamay kauban, not only pulong, the personal agent by which God effectually calls is the Spirit. Now, the writers of the confession were very careful. Amping kay sila sa pagkumbina these two things in the moral transformation. Again, why do we say this? And why do the confession writers say this? Because yun ang malinaw na pagtuturo ng banal na kasulatan. Proof, for instance, that the Spirit is the agent. Now, that formal encounter of that learned teacher of the law in John chapter 3 called Nicodemus and Jesus Christ, there was an encounter there. And the issue here is how does he enter then the kingdom of God, and Christ says, you must be born again. And here comes Nicodemus saying, how can I be born again when he's already old? Will he go back to the tummy of her mother? And Christ counters by saying, you are a master of the law and you do not understand these things. And then he explains, of course, the process. And the process there is, the Spirit must
move in order for one to be born again. You must be born from above. And how does he do it? He does it just like the movement of the air. You know it's there. You cannot see it, but you know it's moving. Di ba yun ang pinag-uusapan sa John chapter 3? The Spirit works where He wills, like just the wind works just how He wills. Kung asa mo ato, no? It blows where it wills. Whether you call it intercontinental convergence zone, ngagikan diri sa south, pato sa kuan ang ba? O diri na pagikan sa east, pato sa west ang dagan sa hangin. Ingana ang espiritu na muliok. Muliok siya, o kanos ang gusto niya muliok. Okay? Now, proof that the word is the instrument. Now, we said earlier, if there are people in the Bible who coined the word for this moral transformation, it is Paul, Peter, James, and John on the one side. Here is the Apostle Peter, or James, saying his thoughts on this issue. In James chapter 1, verse 18, he says, in the exercise of his will, kabubuton sa Diyos, he brought us forth by the word of truth. Now, you might not catch the terminology he uses here, but he is precisely describing this process of regeneration. He has brought us forth. That means he regenerated you. Gipakatawo kapag usab kay mo man terminology ni James, Peter, and John. You have been born again, in other words. By what? By the word of truth. You got that? Nasabta na to, Brad Damian. Nagpuliki na ko, Brad Damian, naghubad sa binisaya ba? Para lang yun. Ha? I hope you understand that. Ang gigamit sa Diyos, ang pulong. He brought us forth by the word of truth. In other words, we have been born again. By what means? The instrumentality of the word of truth. And so when you see people preaching from the pulpits or from anything else, saying, I have been born again because I attended a healing rally. Mga kaigsunan, medyo malabo yun. Dahil he ascribes he's being born again by seeing a miracle in a healing rally. No? Medyo malabo na reasoning, it doesn't jive with the word of God. First Peter, I said Peter, James, and John. In First Peter 1:23, here he is very directory point, for you were born again, napakatao kapag usab, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, now he comes very specific now, through the living and enduring word of God. How can that be more clearer? Pwede pang palinawan pa? Napakalinaw na. Eh bakit? Why do people have the penchant of bending what the Bible clearly states? But, ha? Nga naman nga ilang manggultuiso ng kamatuoran nga klaro naman kayo ni. The Word and the Spirit, mga kaigsunan, always work together to do the effectual call. You cannot divorce the operation of the Spirit from the operation of the Word, or the operation of the Word from the operation of the Spirit. That's why you said end. Yung conjunction, ganiya. These two must work together to bring a sinner from death to life. Now the question now to ask is probably this. Why did the writers of the confession state the confession the way they did? Bakit ganun na lang ang pagkakasulat or pagkakalathala ng confession? They had an intention of doing that. The authors of the confession wanted to caution. Gusto nilang binisaya pa. Gusto nila sa naging caution sa Bisaya. Ha? Para bang ginaampingan nila nga musulod ang huna-huna sa tao sa error and dangers of kining mga teaching sa kadaghanan nga lumalabas very rampantly in the so-called evangelical world. Gusto nila right there and there matapos ba kining error nga ginatudlo sa banan. What are these errors? You know, this world of religion is often kining seen with these dangers or errors in their teaching. On the one hand, there is the extreme teaching of neglecting the work of the Spirit. No? Isa ka error, neglecting the word of the Spirit. They say, kailangan lang nato, brad. Pulong lang yun. All one needs for one to be regenerated is the word, and no need for the Spirit. Now, if you would want to put it in a description of who are those people who practice this kind of teaching, tinatawag natin silang rationalists or the error of rationalism. Sa kabilang dako naman, there is the other extreme. Sabihin naman nila, all you need is the Spirit. Huh? Spirit lang, basta mulihok lang Espiritu, okay na na. Even without the Bible, basta mulihok ang Spirit, okay na na. Ayun ba ang tinuturo ng Bible? Yun ba? And this penchant, kining what do you call penchant in Binisaya? Kining propensity nila nga yung ana ang ilang ginaturo ba nga spirit lang tanan? Ha? Feeling lang. Feeling. As the spirit moves lang tanan. You call that mysticism. Because rationalism, word lang po tanan. Because spiritual lang puntanan, mysticism. And you know, without blaming the finger to these groups, this is very common among Pentecostals. Piling-piling lang. As the Spirit leads lang. Okay na. Now, both of these errors, rationalism on the one hand, mysticism on the other hand, are in vogue. May ganitag Brad Damian, in vogue. Muna'y uso. Rationalism, which thinks that we can convert men by simply bringing the Bible to bear upon them through our own persuasiveness in the presentation of the truth to them, to their reason, unaided by the special activity of the Spirit. This is what we call rationalistic thinking. No, the idea that the Spirit speaks now to men apart from the Bible, basta i-reveal lang sa Ginoo. Apart from the Word, this is what we call mysticism. So two errors, and we must avoid by all means these two extremes. The work of God to change our hearts morally involves one and the same time the work of the Spirit and the work of the Word. Therefore, we must hold both of them. No? That is the only way to stay away from clear errors. So that's number four. The author, the recipient, the timing, the instrument and agent. Now, number five, paragraph 1 is the terminal points unsa may ugat tinungdan ug unsa may paadtuan ni ining panawag. Terminal points. Imagine a battery has two terminals, the positive terminal and the negative terminal. If you were the alphabet, you start with alpha and you end with omega in Greek. In our alphabet, you start with A, you end with Z. A and Z are the terminal points. Alpha and omega are the terminal points. Now what in the moral transformation? What in kining from darkness to marvelous light? That is the terminal point. Si Murray, na siya very technical term na gigamit, pero we are not very particular about this, but for purposes of mentioning it, Murray uses Latin words for this. Terminal, terminus aquo, terminus ad quem. So, tongue twisting. Ibig lang sabihin, saan nagsimula, saan patungo. In terms of this word called effectual call. What is the starting point? What is the first terminal? Ingon pang confession, if you want to read it, out of that state of sin and death in which they are by nature, galing sa kalagayan ng kasalanan at kamatayan, kung saan yan ang kanilang kinaiya? Nature? Ng Tagalog? Di kinaiya? Kagisnan? Ano ba yung nature?
Kalagayan.
Natural na kalagayan. Galing daw sa estado ng pagkakasalat kamatayan in which they are by nature. Yun po ang simula. The first starting point. What is the end? The confession says, to grace and salvation by Christ. You see? The two extremes galing sa state of sin and death to grace and salvation in Christ Jesus. The two terminal points of the effectual call. In other words, if we go back to Murray, you start with the terminus aquo, yung starting point is the place where you were taken from. Where were you taken from? Where was the situation you were drawn from? Asa man kagikan tong gitawag ka sa Dios, Brad Damian. Motoy primerong terminal, Brad. So terminus aquim kay Murray, the place to which you are taken to. Gikuha ka diri asa ka gibutan. Motoy terminus aquim. From death to life, from wrath on the one side to grace. Yun ang dalawang terminal points. The start, kung imong tanawan ng Bible, daggang terminolohiya. Death, you were bound, you were uncircumcised, you were lost, you were enslaved, you were blind, you were unable, you were under wrath. That is the starting point. Polluted in heart, mind and will, totally depraved, totally unable, under wrath, helpless, lost, bound, guilty. It is in this, these are the people in this condition that God in love comes and rescues you. And God transforms the heart and calls and summons them out of that state. And where does it end? He ends in life, in the salvation and grace through Jesus Christ. The most important thing that is emphasized in all of these pictures, whether the picture is liberation or resurrection or circumcision or birth or creation or calling, whatever it is, it emphasizes one thing, na kung naa may makaabot dito sa state of grace and being united with Christ, that man was taken from a state of sin in his hopeless and totally unable condition to save himself. That is what is being underscored. Gina-identify kining duha ka termino, pero ang gina-identify yun nga, to emphasize it, nga og na amang galing magkaabot dito sa tumoy, kanang tawhana, gikuha na diri ay. Dapat nasayod ta, kung asa kagi, kuha. No? In other words, that journey of moral transformation, if ever it happens, did not start with believers. It did not start just because you did penitence. It did not start simply because you wanted it. You desired it. No. The starting point is death, bound, condemned, hell deserving. In a state of sin, as Paul would say it, in a state of wrath under God. Doon ka nagsimula, doon ka kinuha. Then all of the sudden, God comes, as it were, to the rescue, to the lost, to the helpless people like you and me. He comes to us and delivers us from that wrath and transports us through His grace in Christ Jesus. And that end is nothing less than life. We call it eternal life, fellowship with Jesus Christ, if you want to call it that way. He calls us from darkness into marvelous life in fellowship with Jesus Christ. Now, having described the five important features of this effectual call, recipient, author, timing, methodology, and last,
Terminal points.
Oh, pagkaw man yan to, kung imong tanaw ang confession, naana po itulukad description. How the writers try to emphasize this point on the methodology by which God does this in the transformation. How does God do this? Now, looking at the confession, the author now provides us with three participles in paragraph 1. Okay.
Okay.
So, hanto diha sa. Bago ta mo start sa katong three participles, dito lang sa ta sa lima. Oh, mag-start ta ha? Dito sa who are the recipients of the call? Who does the call? When is the call called? What is the agent and instrument of the call? The Word and the Spirit. And then, unsa may ugat hinungdan o padulngan nining pagtawag? Darkness to light. Those are the two terminal points. So, diha sa nato i-confine. So, any question regarding these issues of the effectual call? Any question? Wala? It's either nakasabot o guwa kayo nasabtan.
Kanina po ni ba? Effectually to call by His Word and Spirit.
Oh, the instrument and the agent.
Saan na ito paggamit ng doha ba nga ma-apply ng Word and Spirit, particularly in our evangelization? Kung nag-ingon ang confession nga, ang salvation sa usa ka tao dapat na yung Word
and Spirit.
So ito na ipag-apply ba nga maknaaning doha?
Okay. Pero saan?
Tama ba saan ang question?
Kaya ang gamiton daw nga ahente o instrumento pulong o espiritu. Sa realidad ba? Kini actual sa evangelism. Kung saan man nga magamit nimo, quote unquote, ning duha, word and spirit. Kung saan?
Wali.
Ha?
Wali.
Word na na.
Word na na.
So, na lang gamitin yung mga Bible. Daily experience nimo.
Okay, kaduha, huwag mo gamit yung Bible, siguro doha yun nga naibalaan po ni mo sa gingon sa Bible. Kaya naman po gagamit mo, gamit mo po may Bible. Diba? A lot of evangelicals use as a license that they are also Bible-believing Christians. And so we say, okay, pareha lang dahita. But when it comes to the practical use of the word, then that is a different issue. Because when you say on the one hand that you're using God's word, and in reality, applying the word as it were, dili mao as the Bible says, then you are still in error. So a precondition of using these two things, word and spirit, is you have a clear grasp of what the word really is in its truest sense. That should start from there. Ayaw lang brush overall statement ko nga Bible po na mo gigamit. John 3:16 ako gigamit. Kanya paghubad pa sa John 3:16 di man mao. Nga mo yung kagword. Dili. That's why also, secondly, you need the Spirit. Because to apply or to appreciate the word itself sa imong personal na kinabuhi, you need the Spirit to illumine you. How can you re-echo what you have gleaned from the word? If one ni mo gigamit ang Espiritu, gigamit rin ni mo ang kanas, kaya maya kang basag in English. That's why you need the Spirit. Even in the area of worship, these two come. Worship in Spirit and truth. That spirit there, pwede mo ma-interpret nga ang Espiritu sa Diyos, maugay imong gi quote-unquote, or mo'y nanguna sa imong pag-worship, pag nagamit kag truth, Biblia. Nag-uban pirmi sa application. So going back to the question, how in reality do you use the agent and instrument in our evangelism? In other words, you don't just go to evangelism knowing that you know all what is in the Bible, and then basta matutag sanay ani mutuog itong mga tao dito sa sanay kay swito na kahit sa Biblia without ascribing what you're gonna do sa espiritu nga mutabang unta sa pag-abli sa una-una sa mangintundan kung ikaw po mismo nga gadala sa pulong. So dili po pwede mo evangelism ta Brad niya pag-abot dito unsa may topic ko atong dalon as the spirit leads lang na tuara na way klaro pagpangandam. How can we apply in real practice the instrument and the spirit that God uses as a methodology sa rebirth sa tao? While on the one hand, atong gina-acknowledge kung mubuhi ang Diyos o gusag kapatay, himuon niya in His time. But indispensable to that, He uses instrument ng God, ma'am, no? Word. O di magandam kita sin. Dili kay pagabot dito patakala kag yawit. Okay? Did I answer the question, Pastor? May question, Jess?
Dili question. Kulang ko ang nagtatik. Naay mga butang kita mga usay kinatumasagtang ba pero kinuhod. Si Cecil kanya ito, nabasa lang na isang Bible. Inagis Biblia ang truth na nabasahan niya, nagsugod siya ba siya dito sa Ten Commandments? Eh, di pa man nito balo ala, nabasa siya Bible. kung nagtuo ko nga ang balaang espiritu mo na ko ba kung talit na nga siya mga pagkos ang nanambal pa nasaktan siya nag-share nila sa amo i-share niya sa among duha na ako'y bisita safety ginasulti ang mga deni nani deni so ang espiritu o ang tulong nahiusa sa iyahang pagbasa so sa iyang kinabuhi nahimong tinuod to pulong o ang espiritu i-share niya sa amo kaya lang di mang may magawat muna siya ang butang na usahay di masabtan sa tao na pininduha si pera po yun na pulong o espiritu sumala kang sisil sa iyang kinabuhi nasakan yun siya panibulang natamaan yun siya ba nahigubid sa iya pulong o ang espiritu sa Diyos so mga to ang sitwasyon
kaya ang proseso manggol let us be very clear about this. While we said that it is the word and spirit that is involved, no may ganit tag word nga gikan gyud sa pag naginagwali ingana ba paresa nang imong giingon karon personal man nga pagtuon niya wa may nagwali niya nagbasa ra siya sa sama sa imong giingon maybe God could use that circumstance in your life ngayong anang pamaagi nga maduol ka sa gospel ba like for example naka sa imong kwarto sa hotel nya mga gigions international mahilig man magbutang Bible sa mga hotel nya sa isa ka wadamhang sitwasyon nga gitugutan sa Dios ikaw nga dili gyud hinabri og Biblia imong gibilin ang Biblia nya imong gibasa-basa o gamito na sa Ginoo nga pamaagi kun diin ang iyang pulong mahiduol sa imo then so be it. But rest be assured nga dili lang pinaagi nga nagatindog diri sa like for example dito mo sa nagsakay mo bus isa magtotoo usa dili wala man pud nagwali siguro ron alam magwali kay bus so ilanon lang sa imong kaistorya diri Brad usta asa man ka padulong kinsan turo ka oras pa, Brad, kumusta man kinabuhi? Until nisulod na mo si isgutan ng religious pananglitan niya, ikaw, nag-asir na ka, nag-asir. Di man po wali. Share lang ba? Ngayon? Brad, kini nga itong problema sa kinabuhi, Brad, huwag gila yung solusyon na niya. Ang Diyos rin yun. Si Jesus Christ rin yun. Magigana lang po, di man po tuwali. Imong gipahayag. So okay na siguro sa ako ah. But lahi pa po itong formal exposition of the word. Nga ginabat-bat like exegetical gudang unsa ni para sige say just
is evangelize mang God kung i-apply na ito ng word ang spirit hindi mang God pwede nga pag-present mo sa pulong sa Ginoo wala yung spirito kay maunsa man ni mo ng word na yung isulti sa iya ha kung gigit po ni mo na ampuan niya ang spirito mo ay maglipo
maganda ito
hindi na magpuo ng tao
kay mag-uban mag yun ng duha
sa pangutana nga mga si Terapol man na sa pangutana nga unsa man yung paggamit sa pulong o spirit sa ibang sa natal sa ibang dibisan so paggamit niya mo, simple natural na kay tools. Ang sumang ilang tools, even Bible, sumaunin testimony. Testimony ni Jesus Christ na maunin ang ibanghelyo na ako isa-isa sa imo. Pero makunsa man na, kung panangitag, di mo ang buwan dito sa area sa pagdibisan. So mga ayaw dito kasi ito, o nga ang Espiritu, mo yung lihok sa iyang tinabuhi. Kaysa pagbasa palandaan sa pulong, kanang word, kung pinili din siya, mutuog yun na siya. Pag dinig yun na siya mutuog, upalabay lang na siya ang pitas dinggan, yung mapaminawa na. Or else, mandunog na niya, mo-appreciate siya, o out of respect, pero walang kapuluhan pagkakos pa na huwag kausapan. Eh, di man makita siya bunga sa pagkausap. Ang tinaga pinili, pag mahuman na na, makita na na tinagi sa bunga. Kaya ang pagtuo. So may bungas pagtuo. Ang pagkamatarong, makita na na, mo manifesta yun na, na usap mo ka na. Ay, nga nga sa ating ibalik itong kasiset, personally, na nagbasa siya, niya nasatan siya, pasa niya sa mga, isyan niya sa amo, kaya siya mismo, ngayon sa dik na gidik na angay magbuhat, ano, pinapasahan na nila ang truth, ang ulo, kauban, at the same time na ang spirito. Sumotaw ng ito.
Ikaw, Brad, Tatan, nakaikon na imong kay katampo, Brad, ning atong hisgutanan ron.
Mapunta na, Brad, kami lang kayo. Ang sexual kuning ba na abay niya ba ito kay Diyos o ang abang ko niya tao ay sexual imang lo. Kanagay na ay naabay motibo uban na mas pira mo niya. Ang yan motibo is kanagaling isya na dawata lang si Kristo. Bahaman, sa iyahan mo na presyo siya tayo. Kanang po, kung anong galing niya, sa iya lang kaugaling mo ba nga, sige, dawato na ako niya. Pero iyan, didawat si Kristo. So
murag na pugos ra siya.
Murag na pugos.
Okay. Murag na pressure siya nga matubag gid jaron.
Siya kay dawaton na ang si Kristo para kun mga makapahimkot ko sa nang Bible study sa duha. Pero ginahan ba?
So akong tubag una, Brad.
Kuling na ta.
Akong tubag una, Brad, pero actually part and parcel na sa ubang paragraphs nga atong pagatukyo niya. Pero offhand, maingon ako, the effectual call is a monergistic act. Kung gamayin ka monergistic, one. Monergistic, mono. Mono-erg. Ito nang i-define niya, kay part lagi na siya sa other paragraphs. But that word alone gives us the indication to your question, whether it be a reciprocal ba ang kuan nga trabaho mo, wali si pastor, gikinahanglan ba ko mo kuan ni ngani monergistic, Brad? It is God who does it. The author, God. The author and finisher, God. About faith. But of course, we're talking about regeneration here. It's our effectual call, which is the process of regeneration.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, as far as my experience personal, during sa ako, pagkakan ko dati sa bayo, para lang din mahuman, masatisfy na ako ng Bible study na ito. Kailangan ba ang napugos? Hindi, napugos kung dili. Kailangan ako siya na pangyayon, ang bagay, sige na magbalik-balik. Kailangan ba? O dili mga ikay din, anak man, din. Bata, so imun lang ba nga? Dawat na ako. Ano, kibali ba? So, nakita na akong mukhaan ba nga na ay abay, so di ba ni sa ako alam. Halos ka lang, bayak na nga tayong mga utapuron.
So, dili na, Brad, ang effectual call is not a synergistic, opposite sa monergistic, synergistic eh. Monergistic ang call. Pero di na ako expand pa kay mo man ay sulod sa ubang paragraph na ito pag-atukin ko na niya.
Hindi ito mga sulod sa ito. Hindi ito nagsulod ito. Hindi ito effectual calling dito during sa awal. Yung sinasabi ng Brandis kanina at saka ng Brandan, continue natin. Though pinasok nila dun sa subject na effectual calling, but kung titignan mo, there's another theological term na ginagamit sila Berkhoff and even ni Thomas Aquinas nung in-apply niya yung physics ni Aristotle, na kung saan ang tawag niya is the term is causal effect. Meron din yung remedial grace doon sa terms kay Berkhoff. Siguro is, parang kayo gusto siguro na itinigyan, what's the distinction between, kasi halos ko nakapareha sila nung essence yung tatlo eh. What's the distinction between effectual calling, causal effect, and remedial grace?
Causal effect?
Yes, as per Berkhoff, it's more of a
Second dwelling is more of a causal effect. Yung pag-expound niya. Then, previous grace.
Okay. Second part.
Kasi yun din po pasok sa mga
lightening the mind.
Sabi pa ni Pastor na sa succeeding discussion niya sa mga paragraphs. Pero yun lang, just for the sake of makareact lang ko gamay, yung prevenient grace. Ang prevenient grace kasi na theory or teaching is that God gives grace to everybody. And that grace is dormant in you. When the call is given, it's either you accept that call or not, since you have the capacity of that prevenient grace in you to respond or not. Ayun pa lang, problema na sa doctrine of total depravity. Because the total depravity doctrine teaches that there is nothing, absolutely nothing in you to make you respond whatsoever. So prevenient grace is out of the picture.
Kung di po hap ni Brad Adam, para lang gigmahin mo, para ma-please lang po ng Bible study sa iya, yan na lang yung sige, dawato na po si Kristo, para lang malipa ito.
Oh,
so, mahirot mo ba ng prevenient grace?
No. Ang prevenient grace mo ni lagi, Jess, nga ang tao daw, tananta, without distinction, na ay grasya nga dormant sa imuha ba? In other words, ang ginaingon nila sa pagkahulog sa tao, wala na wala ang tanan na ay nagpabilin gamay nga grasya nga kung mutawag na puhon, kung dipindi kung gamito ni mo ng grasya nga naani mo sa pag-respondi o dili, mao'y basihan ba?
Ay part ang tao sa amin yan.
Di mo lagi, so dili lahit to. Ha? Dili siya swak sa atong yung pa si Mrs. Dili siya swak sa atong theology ba or atong pagtulunan regarding depravity, regarding the effectual call. Dili kay tungod na kay prevenient grace ni mo nga murag ni ingon na lang kung oo. Kay kung sa Roma 3:10 pa, no one seeks God, not even one. Mo na may deklarasyon, be. Nga nga nung yung mga kanganay na bilin ni mo, nga prevenient grace para mo react ka. Okay? So, diha sa una ta, naapay mga question. Unya, siguro maglingkod ta, Brad, atong humanon niyo. Kumbati, antod, atong we are convinced nga what the word of God really is regarding these matters. Okay? Shall we pray? Ginoo, sana sa higayon ang imong gitugutan, mahitabo karong kabuntagon, nga lami kagawasan, liberty to study your word. We thank you, Lord, for you have used the confession, the what, katawan, 16th century.